Well, good morning. I am on. That's good news. Well, it's such a pleasure and a privilege to be here again, a year on, to talk about the work of CAP. And most of you will know that I'm Sarah. I'm the community pastor here, but I'm also the CAP Centre manager. And I do that with Emma, our debt coach, and just a fabulous team that are just absolutely amazing. So today, what I'm really excited about is actually we're not the only church that is doing this. There are 500 churches across the UK who are doing CAP Sunday this morning. And as I went round this morning saying hello to people, I just wanted to say this because someone said to me, oh, what's this, like your T-shirt? I said, it's CAP Sunday. And she said, what? Sorry, Happy Sunday. And I said, yes, it's Happy Sunday. Because it's CAP Sunday, because do you know what? Through CAP, people get to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Okay, so we've been a centre here for 9 years, so next year we're going to celebrate 10 years of being a CAP centre, and it's going to be large, okay? It's going to be good. We're going to have a party. So actually, I looked at the figures, and so over the 9 years that we've been doing CAP, we've actually been out to 260-something households. And this year, at the moment, with the clients that we have, we're currently helping 31 households. So that's just, you know, one person heads that up, but often our client numbers, so 31 means 31 households that could be single-person households with partners, with children. And actually, there are some hearts dotted around that Emma is going to tell you about. But those hearts, if you found a heart, you're very fortunate today because that's a household. The hearts are representing households that we're impacting. We've also seen, over the last year, just so that you can get excited about it, over the last year, we've seen 7 people become debt-free. Now, that is a really big thing because our clients don't become debt-free instantly. They follow a budget and they have debt repayment plans, and so it takes time for people to become debt-free, okay? So 7, I think, is great out of the average of between 24 and 31 people that we have rolling on through the year. I think 7 is a great percentage, okay? And also, we've seen some of our clients this year, actually really recently, come to faith. So 5 people have recognized the impact of Jesus Christ and what he came to do, and of one of those people recommitted their life to Christ. 2 of them are children, okay, and the other 2 are adults. So we've seen 5 people so far come to faith. I set a vision, a target at the earlier on in the year that we would see six of our clients receive Jesus and be discipled, not just receive Jesus, because we've got a duty to disciple them, but also that out of those six people, 2 of those would be whole households. So please be praying about that because we're believing for it and we're actually seeing it happen. Okay, so that's our involvement. But today, what we're going to be talking about is we're going to be talking about how debt has an impact on mental health for our clients. And I know that this is something that perhaps some of us here have dealt with because it's just a big issue. But so we're going to land it this in the context of mental health, because 1 in 4 of us will suffer from it at some point. And today what we're going to do is we're going to uncover how debt, how poverty, unemployment and addiction can create a storm of mental health issues. And we're also going to celebrate how God is using CAP and the church, which is you and I, to calm the storm and bring peace into thousands of people's lives. You'll also, at the end of the service, have an opportunity to get involved both with your prayers and also by giving financially to CAP. So we're going to land this in scripture. So here we are, Jesus calming the storm, Mark 4, 35 to 41. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although in brackets other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up, High waves were breaking into the boat and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. How annoying that would have been for the disciples who were just, you know, beside themselves because they see this storm coming. But I just love Jesus' posture there because he knows that there's nothing to be worried about. So the disciples woke him up shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and waves obey him." I love that. So the disciples were in deep trouble. They were actually, that was a really rough storm in open waters. And in fact, the Greek word used there is seismos, which means is the word for earthquake. So this was a storm that you would not want to be in. And their fishing boat was being tossed about in the sea, and the enormous waves were crashing all around them. Water was filling up the boat, so the boat was no longer going to be safe, and their boat could sink at any minute. They could see no way out of this situation, probably, other than death. They were terrified. So you can imagine how they would have shouted at Jesus while he was asleep with his head on a cushion. So you can hear the panic in their voices when they found him asleep and said, "Don't you care, we're going to drown." And do you know what? This is such a vivid picture of anxiety, isn't it? And fear and hopelessness. And a lot of our clients that are in poverty because of their financial situation, but also because of life circumstances, they find themselves in that place where, trapped in the storm of debt, sometimes addiction, sometimes unemployment. But for those, because we are a debt centre here, so the clients that we see, you know, they receive wave. We're likening it to the storm, that there's just wave and wave. So every time a letter comes through the door, every time the phone rings, every time there's a knock on the door, oh, we'd better not answer it because it could be this. So this wave. So basically our clients, the disciples, are really representing our clients well in this storm in terms of how they are feeling. And when we come through, when we knock on the door, it's a good knock on the door because we're going in to calm the storm. We're going in to speak life. Our clients have been crying out for help, as you would when you get to the end of it, just like the disciples here are. And they actually turn to us. But usually it's when it gets to, you know, when they're at the end of it, that they will contact CAP. So they've tried everything. Some of our clients don't eat, and some of them, so that they can pay their bills. That's 67% of clients who missed meals before CAP's help. But it makes no difference, the debt keeps spiraling. So every time there's knocks on the door, they're panicking, but then me and Emma and some of our lovely befrienders turn up. And you know what? We've spoke recently, haven't we, of being lights, the city of light, about true connection. When we go in, we can see the change in our clients from week one, the first visit, to the second visit. Because do you know what? We're bringing the light in. We're the calm in the storm. And church, that's what we are. We're the calm in the storm to speak peace and life into people's lives. So some of our clients feel so alone and out of their depths that they're actually isolated from other people. They keep it hidden because they think that they're the only one. And there may be some of you here that are feeling like that this morning. And also they feel ashamed. So their shame keeps them silent. So they don't want people to know. So they just stay stuck in this trap. They feel like there is no escape from the anxieties and the worries in their mind. They come up for air occasionally, but they keep pulling you back under. The waves and the bills keep pulling them back under. Poverty and debt's visible effects are physical. But its most damaging impact is on people's emotional and mental health. We're going to hear from a lady called Kylie, whose story we're going to hear about how it impacted her mental health. That's why there's 75% of CAP clients sought medical help on account of anxiety, depression or stress, and 38% considered suicide as the only way out, with a shocking 11% actually attempting it. So 11% of those 38% of our clients have attempted suicide. They're actually crying out. Okay, they're calling on Jesus' name. Yeah, they're crying out. They're crying out for help. Every day, I can imagine. I know in my story, I've had times where I've been really low and I've just cried out for God's help. And do you know what? When we cry out for God's help, he hears us. And he also hears our clients when they cry out for help. And he does something about it. And somehow they get to know about CAP. And then they call and we can go out and see them. So he sends us to go and see them. We're sent to go and see them. And this is the mission of God. So there's lots of people around our town crying out for help. Even as we sit here now on this happy CAP Sunday, there are people crying out for help. Will they be heard? Yes, they will be heard. Will we be able to get to them? We might be able to get to them if they get to hear about CAP. But we have got a reputation now in the town, and we are actually working in partnership with lots of other organisations so that we give our clients a holistic service. It's not just us, we help others. And incidentally, I do have to say, this year for the first time, I've had to accompany quite a lot of clients to court who have had notices of seeking possession on their property. So what CAP has also done for these households has actually helped them to stay in their households and stay in their homes. So it does that too. And we've been able to help people stay in their home by getting them up and running, getting them a budget, seeing how much they can afford to pay off on arrears, rent arrears, because that's why people end up in that space. And we've been successful at doing that. And that just really helps people in their emotions and their anxieties. So what we do is we go and we speak to the storm. What I love is I love when we go out and see clients. You know, they can say all manner of things about, you know, what their background is, how they're feeling. But what I love to do is I love to speak life. And I love to notice things and say things about them and just say things to build their self-esteem up. You know, because most of them think that they're rubbish. They just think that they're rubbish. They think that they failed. But I love to just say, well, look, you've got all your paperwork ready. You're just so organized. That's just amazing. You've done such a good job. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah. You know, we talked about a few weeks ago about saying kind words to people. It so makes a difference. So I would encourage you to keep doing that with people. Just be kind and speak life to people. So basically, they're up to their necks in it, but we come, and what we say is, we're Christ's ambassadors, aren't we? So we've got some key scriptures here. So Jesus calls us to be his ambassadors. He calls us to speak for him. That's in 2 Corinthians 5:20. He calls us to speak up for the poor. So that's why I go along to certain groups, and why I also turn up, me and Emma turn up at the court with people to speak on their behalf, because they're rather scared and don't quite know what to say. And he also calls us to speak to the storm and say, be still. So that's what we're doing when we're going and seeing our clients. We're coming in and we're just by the nature of being there, we're saying, be still. It's okay. We're going to help you. You're going to get through this. You just need to do this, and we're going to do this to help you, and it's going to work out. You will be debt-free. He wants to use us, his people, as channels of his peace that calm the waves of anxiety, stress, and depression. Not just for our clients, but for the people that we know in our worlds, because I'm sure we all know, and I know that some of us here today are experiencing these things. And this is exactly what we're doing today by partnering with CAP. and what thousands of people do when they choose to give their time and money. So I do just want to say thank you for everyone who is already supporting the work of CAP here in the church, and also for my befriended team for the hours that they put in, because it really makes a difference. So here we go, calming the storm. We calm the storm in our context with debt help. So we're a CAP centre, but we're a CAP debt centre, because there are other services that CAP offer, but we're a debt centre here. So this is what we're doing through our CAP debt centre. We're calming the storm, and we're doing that with, there are actually 300 debt centres across the UK, and their team of befrienders who visit clients in their homes. So we go into people's homes and we just give support and love, whilst head office, who are actually award-winning debt counselling teams, get to work on their budgets and their financial situation, and actually phone the creditors and get in touch with the creditors and make payment plans, you know, and offers to people on our clients' behalf. And that is just a huge weight lifted off our clients' shoulders. One of the ways that CAP speaks up for clients when they do negotiate with creditors is to get unfair interest and charges reduced as well. So actually, you know, some of our clients' debts can go down because creditors, with CAP talking to them, will actually reduce, take off the interest and charges that have been added on what they owe. So CAP speak up for that with that. And also we take away all the demand letters. So all those letters that are coming through, which actually, quite frankly, a lot of our clients don't open their letters, but they will have them in a pile for us. And so I've got amazing befrienders who just will sit and do that and open letters for them while I'm talking to them and explaining the CAP service for them. But, you know, we after the second visit, we give them envelopes to send their letters. These letters that come into the post, we say, look, just open them, but send them to head office and they'll deal with them. You don't have to deal with them anymore. And so that's what happens. CAP will deal with the creditors on their behalf. And that, then they make a budget. And what is really great about the budget is that with the budget, it makes sure that our clients can actually have food. So there is always a budget for food. So whereas they might tell us that they're spending £20 a week on food, which is true, we are allowed to give them so much of their budget is allowed to be for food. That's legal, you know, on the financial statement. So basically, we're already, by the budget stage, we're already enhancing the quality of life for our clients practically. And then we all know that food is so important, isn't it? I know that if I miss a meal, I'm just not very nice. Okay, but food, if people are missing meals on a regular basis and sometimes going a day without food maybe, or eating food that isn't quite as nutritious as they would like, that also has an impact on your mental health and your physical well-being. So those are the things that we do. And the great thing is that the CAP call it the powerhouse combination of the church on the ground and CAP's professional debt counsellors at head office. So what that means is that thousands of people through life's ups and downs are helped until they are debt free, because that is the goal. And also our clients are not alone, because if they want to have a befriender, they can have a befriender because we have them. So if they want someone to take them out for coffee, just check up with them, you know, phone them now and again just to see how they're doing, that's all it takes sometimes, and that just really helps our clients. And it really works, okay? So this works. We know it works. That's why we keep doing it, because if it didn't work, we'd have stopped doing it. We'd have stopped being a CAP debt centre, but it works. And so 93% of debt-free clients stayed debt-free. Yeah? So they stay debt-free because we've been giving them a tool of how to do budgets. Yeah, we've lifted their self-esteem, and so their life changes and they can actually feel the benefit and they want to stay debt-free. 93% of our clients, that's amazing. And 82% still use a budget to stay in control of their money. So we're not just getting them out of debt so that they can, you know, get into debt again. They don't want to be in debt again. So what they do is we've given them the tool to stay out of debt, the budgeting, how to budget to stay out of debt. And also, I'm sure some of you know this fella. So Martin Lewis cannot sing CAP's praises enough. And I love his language here. He says that CAP are unsurpassed when it comes to debt help. And we all know why we're unsurpassed, don't we? Come on, tell me why we're unsurpassed. You tell me something. Yeah, come on. Yeah, because of Jesus. Because we can take Jesus in. No other organization can do that. No other organization can do that. So we're uniquely placed for such a time as this to help the people in our town. I love that. Now, that one, this is about, we don't do a job club, but there are job clubs, CAP job clubs, and 38% of CAP job club members find work. And also, there are release groups that are set up to help people with addictions, and 33% of release group members reach their freedom goal. So that's great. Okay. So, yeah, 42% of, now it's 42% actually, of job club members find work. And 1 in 3 release group members are taking control of their addictions by reaching their freedom goal. And each year, CAP calms the storm of poverty for over 21,500 people. That is amazing. Okay. Oh, we're going to do that afterwards. Okay. So, as the mental storm of worries and anxieties about poverty calms, people have the space to open their minds and hearts to God. And that's what we find. We always offer to pray for our clients at each visit, at the end of each visit, and most of them want us to pray for them. And even sometimes if they don't, it still gives us an opportunity to say, is there a reason why you don't want us to pray? And something like that happened this week with the little booklet that we give out, and an amazing exchange. They said they didn't want it. So I actually asked them, why was there a reason why they didn't want it? And that just led us to have a conversation about faith and their experience. And actually, by the end of it, I'd sort of invited them to church today and just said, you know, come to church because you just don't know, but no pressure, just come. I think you'll love it because it's so welcoming. So, you know, we have the opportunity to speak into people's lives. And actually now, over 1,000 people a year are becoming Christians through CAP's work. So while me and Emma were up at the conference, actually 14 more salvations were reported, weren't they, while we were up at the 12 up at the conference. They needed 12 to get to the 1,000 mark, and that happened. So, you know, this is doing what it says it's going to do on the tin, okay? It does what it says it's going to do on the tin. But now what we're going to do, we're going to watch Kylie's story. So she's just one of those 21,500 people that CAP helps every year, and she also became a Christian. She's a mum to 4 children and suffered mental health issues because of her debt situation. And actually, just before we watch it, I'm just going to pray that God will open up my heart, but also yours, your heart and mind, to see with fresh eyes what it's like for people suffering with mental health issues as a result of debt and poverty. So, yeah, Jesus, please open our hearts and minds as we watch and hear Kylie's story.